Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember when a lot of people in the national media said no one would take the Redskins head coaching job? Remember when the speculation was that they were going to be screwed at the end of this season? I remember, I don't even know who I was talking to, but somebody was arguing with me at one point that Bill Callahan would be the head coach because they just wouldn't be able to find a more qualified guy to take the job. Supposedly, Ron Rivera is flying to Redskins Park right now to sign on the dotted line, according to reports, as one of the more respected available options. Now, is he young? Is he an offensive mind? Is he the way of the league trend? No. But he has had a lot of success. A two-time coach of the year. A guy who has coached his team to a Super Bowl. And someone who has zero enemies in the National Football League. He is a mensch of a human being. I said this at the start of the show. I got to know him a little bit at just various league events over the years. In fact, he came on Radio Row and came on the show with me and Danny many, many years ago at a Super Bowl. Super, super highly thought of guy. You wonder, why the Redskins? Don't you want to interview with the Giants and Dave Gettleman, your old boss? Don't you want to talk to the Browns? Heck, the Cowboys could be looking for a head coach as soon as an hour from now. Jason Garrett is meeting with the Joneses. He's walking into that meeting to sit down with Jarrah right now. I think two things are at play. Number one, I'm just not sure how many jobs Ron Rivera would get this offseason. That's not to say he wouldn't be hired again. I'm positive that he would have. Maybe he would have sat out a year, though, because everyone is looking for McVay, Zach Taylor, Cliff Kingsbury. They're looking for the good-looking 5 o'clock shadow, young dude who calls plays and can score a bunch of points. This is more Mike Zimmer, you know, Pete Carroll. This is Vic Fangio. And that's why I think this is going to work out for the Redskins to get their guy. I'm just not sure that he's in demand like many of us thought he would. But do not mistake that for me saying that Ron Rivera is not a great candidate, because he is. You thought the Redskins were going to prom alone, and they're showing up with a cute chick. You thought that they wouldn't be able to find someone, and there was not only someone for them, but this is someone that everyone's going to like when you bring her to the party. It looks and sounds like Ron Rivera could be named the head coach of the Redskins today. The latest report from Mike Silver saying he's expecting Rivera to be named the head coach sometime around 3 or 4 this afternoon. Chad Dukes will be on starting at 2 o'clock. He will have all the updates and breaking news throughout the day right here on 106.7 The Fan on Chad Dukes versus the world. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. I think Eric Schaefer not only stays, but probably has a bigger role. I think Kyle Smith's role stays the same, but will be retained. The big question on the coaching staff is, what happens with Kevin O'Connell? O'Connell, if kept, would give Dwayne Haskins a chance to not have to learn a new offense. To me, that should be one of the chief priorities for Ron Rivera as he puts his staff together. You want to stunt Haskins' growth? You saw the development like I did. He looked lost and, at best, you know, maybe just raw and confused, at worst, terrible for the first several weeks he was on the field. By the time he was playing the Eagles and the Giants at the end of the season before he got knocked out of that Week 16 game, he looked like a different guy. You can dream a little bit on and hope that maybe he's a franchise quarterback based on those performances. He looked the part. He looked like a qualified, viable NFL starting passer. Good sign for the number 15 overall pick. But you want to set him back a little bit? Let Kevin O'Connell walk and bring someone else in here with new verbiage to learn and a new language to have to get down with all the plays. And then ask your 22-year-old passer for the second time in two seasons to learn an NFL offense after being drafted. So basically, it'd be his third offense in 3 years. Ohio State, O'Connell, and then whoever your third OC that you're learning from is. Which, by the way, the Browns fired Freddie Kitchens, and it just dawned on me as I'm talking. Baker Mayfield's going to have three head coaches in 3 years. Hugh Jackson, Greg Williams, if you count him, I guess would have been his second, but I don't count the interim. Freddie Kitchens, and then whoever they hire, probably McDaniels or Matt Rhule from Baylor. And his third coach will be the first really good offensive coach that he worked for at an NFL level. And they made the right decision to fire Kitchens, but good luck, Baker Mayfield. You know, you wonder why that guy struggled in his second season. It's hard to keep learning new offenses. That bodes well for Kevin O'Connell. So should how McLaurin developed. How exciting was it to watch Steven Sims become a legitimate NFL slot receiver? Kelvin Harmon looks like a guy you can put in pen as a player in this league. Maybe not an impact game changer. Kelvin Harmon can play wide receiver in the National Football League. All those guys got better under O'Connell's tutelage. He should get credit for that. But he didn't get to choose to work with Bill Callahan. He's been banging his head against the wall for a couple of months here with a guy he doesn't always agree with philosophically. Now he's going to be working with another guy he didn't choose to work for. He's in demand. He's got friends around the league. And his best friend might be the biggest head coaching hire of the offseason in Josh McDaniels. Now, he might want to be elsewhere. What happens if that's the case? Some of the storylines the Redskins are trying to sort out today as they try to get Ron Rivera locked up as their next head coach. Oliver's in Ann Arbor on Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. What's up, Oliver?
Hey, Grant. Happy Fire Bruce Allen Day Day. How many carbs do you think Danny's eating today on vacation on the day he gets fired? Probably going to gain 10 pounds.
It's a really good question. You know, sometimes he's unfun and decides not to, but I think today is like a massive sandwich, two cookie, and a brownie kind of day.
Most likely. I want to call and say this reminds me so much of 10 years ago when they it was the Zorn disaster, the Zornado, and they got rid of Serato in mid-year and then flew out multiple jets to Shanahan in Colorado to get him to come over. And then part of the deal, too, the sweetener was to allow him to have player control. Like, I like the quote you just had about Rivera saying, no, it's not going to be like that and maybe it won't be like that. But there has to be something else besides just coming in with a higher contract. Otherwise, why would he not go to Dallas, where there's a better roster in place? Because Jarrah's in the way, right, of making some
so
sort
that's
of player
part of
personnel.
It, Oliver, but here's the other thing, too. Don't forget this. Thanks for the call. I don't think Dallas wants to hire a defensive coordinator. I keep saying this. This is not what teams are doing anymore. Look at the hirings last offseason. You know, all the LaFleurs and the Kitchens is. There was one Vic Fangio. He was the guy that got that job. If the Vikings lose to the Saints in the playoffs this weekend, and they should, by the way, I think New Orleans is the best team in the NFC and they're 7-point underdogs, Mike Zimmer might get fired. But guys like Mike Zimmer, defensive-minded lifers, you know, salt and pepper-haired older guys who paid their dues, one of those guys gets hired for like every five Zach Taylor Bengals head coach or Kyle Shanahan 49ers head coach. What works now, what is in vogue now, is to keep up with the Benjamins by bringing in someone who can take advantage of what the league is allowing for, which is throwing the football and scoring points. That's what teams are looking for. Jerry Jones, and this is why I keep coming back to, you know, if Ron Rivera had a bunch of options, to me it just wouldn't make a lot of sense for him to sign with the first team he interviews with. Like when Sean McVay got the Rams job, he interviewed with the 49ers and the Rams, and he basically picked the Rams. Guys who are in vogue and who are in demand kind of hop around and shop around, and maybe you don't pit teams against one another. You could. Don't you want to see what's offered? If you're Ron Rivera, what's your rush? Not to mention, you're agreeing to go to the team. Now, maybe you don't view it this way, but that the industry has been saying for months is the worst opening out there. I don't think he would have been a candidate for the Cowboys. Maybe he gets interviewed. They want Urban Meyer. They want Lincoln Riley. You know, teams like Dallas are trying to hit the ball over the fence. The Redskins were more willing to just, they just wanted a base runner. And Ron Rivera gives you that. He's a good hire. The Cowboys are trying to make a epic hire. The Browns have a roster they feel like they could win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years. They want to make a huge hire. Rivera, good hire. Those teams looking for hire that everyone talks about for years to come. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. What would you think about Kevin O'Connell leaving and Ron Rivera bringing in his own offensive coordinator. How much would you worry about Dwayne Haskins' development if that were the case? Also, if Steve Wilks stays, could that mean Josh Norman has a second life here in Washington after it looked like he was on his way out? Norman talked about that today. We'll tell you what he said on Grant and Danny next. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. No Danny today. I got a text from a buddy of mine, and this actually makes a lot of sense. He said, you know, you're talking about going head coach before you go GM and how that's a problem. And it's just not the philosophy that I like. I like going owner hires GM, GM hires coach hires quarterback, because that, to me, is the best, truest, most proven way to do things. But he said, you know, what about what the Buffalo Bills did? And this is a great point. So I look it up. So they hire Sean McDermott in January of 2017, coincidentally, from the Carolina Panthers. McDermott is there in January, and 4 months later helps them bring in GM Brandon Bean, also from Carolina, one of the guys he worked with the Panthers, who he really liked. McDermott, who helps them pick Bean, and the GM Bean have since worked harmoniously together. It's been a great marriage. 3 years, two playoff appearances. Suddenly, they are the toast of the league as far as a coach-GM relationship. So the head coach before the GM can work. I don't know that you give the Redskins the benefit of the doubt per se, but it has worked very recently in another stop involving, as funny as it is, people from Carolina. And I wouldn't be surprised if, in the end, a guy like Marty Herney, maybe he has a contract to live out. Maybe it's, you know, draft prep or free agency prep or why ever you would keep a guy in your building who already knows some of your planning for the offseason. Months from now, he becomes available, and maybe that's the guy they go get. Maybe he and Ron Rivera are really close and have a good relationship. Herney is local. He wrote for the paper here in D.C., the Times, at one point, before he got into front office role and lived in the area. Maybe that's all a possibility. But there is at least an example, and it's the Bills with McDermott and Bean, of hiring the coach, coach helping you pick a GM, those two guys working together. The one thing I would say is when you do it that way, I think your head coach probably has more power than if you go GM hiring head coach and then you answer to that person. So McDermott and Bean are equals. Rivera and whoever you'd bring in might be equals. It wouldn't be that the head coach answers to their superior. I think it's just two guys working together. And I'm okay with that, honestly. I don't have a problem with that at all. As long as they're football people. That's the key. They need to be football smart. They need to have a background in the game. Not just an owner who made his money in a company that had nothing to do with the National Football League, or a team president who punted in college and whose dad was a head coach, and because of that, has had one job after another in the league. Let's go to Joshua in Upper Marlboro on G&D. How are you?
Hey, Grant, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, sorry, thanks. Hey, yeah, two quick things. One is, you know, it just the tragic irony of this happening on the day that Danny is out is just almost too much to bear. It feels like one final middle finger from Bruce Allen, but we can come back to that. But a question I had for you is there any way that this was like a deal? Like, did Ron limit his coaching search in exchange for, like, Bruce getting fired so quickly? Like, maybe he said, you know, I will come in, but you got to get rid of this guy right away. The language of the firing was pretty sharp, I thought. Like, you know, he's been relieved of his duty. And I just wanted to know if you thought there's any way that this was like maybe kind of an exchange or a quid pro quo kind of thing where he's like, you know, I'll stop my search now and join you guys, but you got to get rid of this guy right away.
I don't see it that way. I mean, that little tinfoil hat theory. Do I think one of the things that he probably said as a prerequisite was he wanted some power in the front office? Yeah. Would I be stunned if the name Bruce Allen at some point didn't come up as someone that he wanted to have his role diminish? Absolutely. Everybody I talked to that knew of any of the conversations that the Redskins, and that's Dan Snyder and that third party, were having was, yeah, they talked to this guy's agent. He's not that interested. Part of the reason why is that they don't like the front office structure. Understand something. When I was on the beat from 2010 to 2013, four seasons under Mike Shanahan, even back then, when I would be at league events, this is the Senior Bowl, this is the Combine, then Bruce Allen's name in the league was kind of scoffed at and laughed at. He's got a couple of buddies here and there, Kevin Demoff, one of them with the Rams. That's why you heard right away the Rams thing linked, where they said, oh, Bruce Allen could get another job. But in other front offices, he is not thought of as a guy who should have been running a team, period. So when Ron Rivera makes calls, as if he needs to, he finds that out pretty quickly. Matt Rhule's not leaving a great situation in Baylor to come here to work for Bruce Allen. Josh McDaniels is not leaving New England to do that. You are not getting Greg Roman, who has the pick of the litter over the next couple of years as a head coaching candidate, or any of the other sexy names like Urban Meyer or Lincoln Riley, or you name your guy, Dabo Sweeney. They're not doing that. They're all coming with the prerequisite and the preference up front. Yeah, this guy? No thanks. I'm sure that was part of this. Let's go to Chris in Virginia on the Fan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Grant?
How are you?
No, not bad. I've called in a couple of times in the past, but, you know, I thought there were some parallels here that I thought were interesting. It took me back for a minute. I remember when Dan Snyder first bought the team, he fired Marty Schottenheimer, like right off the bat, and the guy was doing well at the time. And now, come full circle, Carolina Panthers fire Ron Rivera, and we end up scooping it up. Dan Snyder goes outside the organization to start finding information about the right things to do. But it seems like that tilt has now come full circle. I just get your thoughts. That's all.
Well, I appreciate the call. I mean, David Tepper waited. It wasn't like he just bought the team and fired Ron Rivera right away. He was pretty patient. But here's what owners want to do. I don't blame them. This is your company. They want to get their guys in there. They want to feel like they called the shots. You take over a restaurant. You're just going to have the menu the same, or are you probably going to make the menu the foods that you like? You're going to just keep the same chef, or are you going to bring someone in that you'd like to handpick so that they can operate in a way that best executes your image that you want to portray, your philosophy in the kitchen, right? So he watched and he watched and he said, no, I'm good on this. We're going to have a new front office. We're going to add analytics. We're going to move on from, maybe not right away, Marty Herney, or have him have less influence. And we're going to go get a different head coach than Ron Rivera. Good head coach. He admitted it at the time, but just he's 9 years. That's too long. That's a long time. You don't get 10 years at a time when you haven't won a Super Bowl. Nothing wrong with the firing. Didn't have a problem with what he did. As far as Dan Snyder, you forget, that was the second coach he fired. No, he fired Norv Turner before he fired Marty Schottenheimer. Snyder took over in 99 when things were kind of set and ready to go. The Redskins won the division 10-6 that year. Brad Johnson threw for 4,000 yards. Steven Davis rushed for 1,400. Westbrook and Connell both went for 1K through the air. Marco Coleman at 11 sacks. Hell of a season. One of my favorite Redskins years ever. They go to the playoffs. They win a game at FedEx Field in the postseason. Only one they ever have, by the way. One of the first days of 2000, the calendar year. Like basically 19 years ago. Greg Jones sacked Gus Frerotte. First play of the game, loss of 7. Look it up. Loved it, right? Everyone's going nuts. Good time. They go to Tampa Bay. They're up 13-0. They lose 14-13. They get bounced. The next year in 2000, they don't get off to the start that Snyder wants, so he fired Norv Turner with 3 games to go. They replace him with Terry Rubisky in the interim. Then they hired Schottenheimer. Schottenheimer ended up 8-3 in his last 11 with a 5-game winning streak after going 0-5. He got fired after 1 year, one and done. So there were two guys fired within the first 3 seasons, if you go back to the beginning of Dan Snyder. No Danny today. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Bruce Allen is out. Who should be the next Redskins general manager? Would you be cool with Eric Schaefer being named team president and no GM for the next few months? Basically just the Ron Rivera show, where he is helping run the draft, run free agency. He's calling all the shots. Are you okay with that? 800-636-1067 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Earl just broke the news to you on 106.7 The Fan. According to Mike Leslie, he has heard that the entire Cowboys coaching staff is fired. He is a sports anchor and reporter at WFAA in Dallas. Not just Jason Garrett, the entire staff, Kellen Moore and company, they are all out after an 8-8 season, despite scoring almost 50 on the Redskins yesterday. After losing to the Eagles in Week 16, they missed out on the playoffs. The Cowboys went 10-6 last year, lost in the division round under Jason Garrett, and then regressed by two games to 8-8. It was the first time they have finished below 500 since 2015. Jason Garrett had been the coach of the Cowboys since taking over for Wade Phillips in 2010. I mean, he's had a longer run there than Ron Rivera. You just don't get 9 years in an organization when you're not having playoff success like Garrett did. I cannot believe it took this long. Now, will he get another head coaching job in the league? I would think so eventually. I can't imagine it'll be right away this year. He'll sit out a year or two. He'll start making calls and get a defensive coordinator to come with him as, you know, some tied-at-the-hip operation, and then he'll impress an owner. And he's got a decent resume. The Cowboys had 12, 13, and 10-win seasons under him as division championships teams at different points. That having been said, to me, he is the epitome of average on the sideline. You could do worse than Jason Garrett. You can also do a whole lot better. So there are now three of the four teams in the embattled NFC East that are without coaches. The Giants fired Pat Shurmur today. Shurmur, who went 9-23 in his two seasons in New York. He's not going to be a head coach in this league again. Had 2 years with the Browns, unsuccessful. 2 years with the Giants, unsuccessful. You get two shots, that's the end of the road for him. Jason Garrett being fired by the Cowboys with the Redskins means everyone but the Eagles, who won the division with that super impressive 9-7 season, looking for a head coach within the division. By the way, Carson Wentz, so underrated. Hell of a year for him. That guy, 20 touchdowns, 7 picks, 3 straight years. First quarterback to ever do that. I saw a text from Warren Sharp last night. He's had this stat. He said, Wentz is the first quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards without a single wide receiver hitting 500 yards. Wentz this year had the year that he had, despite losing his wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3, tight end 1, running back 1, running back 2, and finishing the season with a college football quarterback as his number one wideout and a 5'6" sixth-round running back as his number one running back. And people are questioning Carson Wentz like they made some mistake by letting Nick Foles walk. How dumb can you possibly be to think that Carson Wentz after this year is anything but really, really good? Anyway, they're playing Seattle. I saw they opened as favorites in that game, which is staggering to me. I know they're in Philadelphia, and Lincoln Financial Field is a tough place to play, especially in the playoffs. I don't care. The NFC East champion should not be favored over a team from the NFC West. Sorry. But there are five openings. You got the Redskins, the Giants, the Cowboys, the Browns, and the Panthers. You guys have to tell me if I'm missing something here. I think the Redskins are easily the fifth ranked opening of the five. If I'm a head coach looking at jobs, I put the Browns, believe it or not, number one over Dallas. And I say that because Dallas has some issues in free agency. They've got to re-sign Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, just to start. There are two or three other high-end, really good players that are free agents for them. And I don't know that they're going to have the money to get it all done and still try to actually improve the roster. That's just trying to keep their 8-8 group together. But I put the Browns 1 and Dallas 2. I think they will re-sign Prescott. It's going to be an amount of money that is debilitating and that he is not worth, but the market dictates that he is. We've talked about this for years at the quarterback position. So I'll say Dallas is the second-best job. That's a team that is close. good defensively, weapons on offense. They need to keep Prescott. They need to keep Cooper. They'll have the big three together with Ezekiel Elliott next year. Otherwise, the Panthers don't have a quarterback of the future. Kyle Allen, not the guy. Will Greer, I know he didn't play a whole lot. He's drafted outside of the top 100 for a reason. Probably not the guy. They're in the market for a quarterback in the first round this year. That makes that opening worse than the Giants, who have a quarterback of the future in Daniel Jones. That's the number three job. Panthers are four, and then the Redskins become fifth. Not having to deal with Bruce Allen makes this a much better job. You still have the track record that is Dan Snyder, though, as your owner. You still have the fact that not one coach he's ever hired has left here higher regarded or better off than when he got here. That's a problem. But it brings me back to Ron Rivera's willing to come here. Why? Twofold. Number one, I'm not sure that he's got as many options as maybe we think he does. And number two, he's going to have a lot of power in this front office. He's going to help bring in a GM who he's going to work side by side with, a la Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean in Buffalo. We'll wrap up the show with a couple of your calls next, and we'll get to all the notes that slipped through the cracks while we've been going crazy with Ron Rivera and Bruce Allen today. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny. Stretch run, Grant and Danny on the Fan. No Danny today. New Year's Eve tomorrow, Virginia Tech football, and the Caps playing matinee action to dominate the airwaves. We'll be back at it later in the week. I just saw this quote from Bruce Arians. I can't believe he actually said this, but supposedly he did. You thought Jay Gruden, when he eviscerated Robert Griffin for his footwork, went too far? How about this quote from the head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucs? I mean, I guess we don't need any more investigative reporting as to whether or not they're going to re-sign Jameis Winston. This is an all-timer. Damn, I love Bruce Arians. He is the best. From Rick Stroud, who we've had on the show, covers the Bucs in Tampa for the Tampa Bay Times. Coach Bruce Arians, when asked if this team could win with another quarterback, quote, "With another quarterback? Oh, yeah. If we can win with this one, we can definitely win with another one, too." What? You hear that sound? Beep, beep. That's the bus being backed up over top of Jameis Winston. I'm going to read that again because it's that incredible. Can you win with another quarterback? With another quarterback? Oh, yeah. If we can win with this one, we could definitely win with another one, too. I've never heard a coach go so hard against a player in a public press conference. I'm guessing that was in a press conference, unless Stroud got him off to the side, and in which case I'm wondering if he wasn't supposed to post that, but I bet he was at a podium. That is absolutely sensational. Oh, it's so good. And let me squeeze in one more call, and then I got some final thoughts on Bruce Allen out, Ron Rivera potentially in. David in Maryland, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not doing too bad. Doing great, actually. I think they need to worry about the Bruce Allen situation first, and then worry about a coach second. And the one to look for is going to be Lewis Riddick to take his place, and he will help find a coach that will – be the best for this team and, this, and the fans and the whole organization.
I don't see it. I know a lot of people have talked about Lewis Riddick. My guess is when you bring in Ron Rivera before you hire a GM, he's now heavily involved in the next guy, it's going to be somebody he's worked with before. It's going to be someone he helps you pick. I mean, that isn't to say there's no chance Lewis Riddick wouldn't be the option, who the Redskins, by the way, fired many years ago. If I had to speculate with a name, I'd say there's a better chance of one of the guys from Carolina, one of the guys that he worked with in San Diego or in Chicago previously. This is an incestuous kind of good old boys industry. This is how this works. So I know the fun thing to do is to speculate and to throw names out there and say, what about this guy? What about that guy? And they might go shopping. They might actually look around and say, Ron, you don't worry about the GM. We're going to go to San Diego. We're going to go to Chicago. We're going to talk to the guys that you talked about being there years ago that are still there. We're going to go to Carolina. But in the meantime, we're also going to ask Seattle for permission to interview fill in the blank. We're going to talk to Pittsburgh. We got this. I just think when you hire the coach before the GM, the coach had better have a lot of say. The reason it has worked so well for the Bills to go McDermott before Bean, coach before manager, is because McDermott picked the GM that he wanted to work with. And you can see how harmoniously that has gone. That's how this has to work. So I don't know. Why does Ron Rivera want to work with Lewis Riddick? Maybe he loves the guy. Maybe they have a great relationship. If that's the case, absolutely possible. Very plausible. I don't know what the tie would be there. That's all. Appreciate the phone call. The GM part of this is important, though. It better be someone that Rivera is comfortable with and can work well with. But at least instead of Bruce Allen having final say, right now, nobody does. And as of 2 hours from now, according to reports, Ron Rivera might. Both of those are better. And that's why today is a successful day for the Redskins. First time, long time. You wake up, you got some hope. You got the feeling that maybe, just maybe, a few things can click and go right and the stars can align and your team can win. Because you're not going to do that when your culture's rotten and when your football operation is not run by smart football people. You just can't. Three side stories here we didn't hit on as much as I would have liked today. Number one, what happens with the training staff? Who's in, who's out? Can you clean house right away? I mean, if I'm Rivera, these coaches do their due diligence on these jobs, and it's not like he coached the Panthers yesterday and got fired this morning. He's been out of a job for a couple of months. If you think he's getting on a plane and coming here to be named the coach today, potentially, and he's going to be interviewed, you're crazy. Obviously, this is kind of already pretty much done, it seems like, according to the reports, in meetings that have already happened before today, right? So it tells me he's done his research, he's done his due diligence. You can't return this entire training staff. You just can't do it. Not with what we've seen the last couple of years, not with the surgeries that have led to different procedures and cleanups and infections. It's too much. Start over. That's number one. Number two, Alex Smith is not going to be in the front office. He said as much today. What is this weird relationship with Dan Snyder he's got then? Why are they always together? Why are they best friends all of a sudden? Why are they hanging out after games and drinking and getting in Dan's car? My guess, Dan is the kind of guy, we all have a friend like this, who needs a buddy. You got to, maybe they needed a girlfriend. You know, in school, they always needed a friend to be around. You know, you had this buddy that he had a sleepover with someone every Friday night because they would always be there, and he just couldn't be by himself, an only child or something. Dan Snyder is that dude, and Bruce Allen was the guy that was always at his house. They had a falling out, and now Alex Smith is that guy. He wants him around as much as possible. Oh, come with me on my yacht. Come with me to this country. Bring your wife. Let's go here. Let's go there. It's his new best pal. Doesn't mean he's going to be the GM. Settle down on all that. He wants to play football. I don't see that happening either, but at least he's going to keep trying. And finally, what about Trent Williams? He didn't want to come back to play for the Redskins. A, because of the training staff, and B, because of Bruce Allen. Well, B is gone. A could be soon enough. Would that open the door for a return for Trent Williams? As I said earlier, I would still trade him. He's older, he's injury prone, and I got to add draft picks. I'm trying to get younger, I'm trying to get cheaper, I'm trying to add cap space. I'll find a left tackle in the draft in the first round if I trade back and don't take Chase Young. If I can't do that because I take Chase Young, I'll sign a left tackle who's younger and gets hurt less than Trent Williams. But he's got trade value. You got very few guys on this team who do. Take advantage of that. Do the opposite of what Bruce Allen did, who inexplicably did not move on from Trent Williams, which is astounding. Chad's next at the top of the hour. If you missed any part of our show today, including my interview with Clinton Portis on Bruce Allen's firing, you can listen to that interview via the radio.com rewind function on the radio.com app. Download the app, select our station, and go back in time. You can go back in time up to 24 hours and listen to anything you missed. You want to hear again, that's radio.com for the app. Open up our station. Chad's next. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year to all of you. Big thanks to Sean and Tom for the production. The news of the day, Bruce Allen has been fired. Ron Rivera looks to be the next head coach of the Washington Redskins. News could come down in the next couple of hours.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.